This is Ramchal Derech Eitz Chaim, the fourth shift. Okay, so Hine, behold, Al Kain, therefore, Chofu, it's an obligation, Mutal Al Ha'adam, that's placed on a person, Lesim Atzmo Litbonen, to place himself in the status of introspection and deep thought about the Chochmah, the wisdom that he knows, and to think about it, and to be mitbonen about it. Ki im einu mitbonen, because he doesn't think deeply and introspect, umechashev, and think about it, hine lo tavo, will not come chochma levakeshoto, to seek him. Now, here I'll mention a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Yevamos says as follows, says about the Torah, K'mayim panim el panim, right? Ken leiv adam la adam. So I think Rashi there explains that this is speaking about the Torah. Just as a person seeks and is mevakish the truth of the Torah, so too the Torah reveals itself, its hints and its sodot and its secrets to that person. And it's lefi, just as the pasuk in Mishlei says, "K'mayim panim el panim, k'ein leiv adam la'adam." Just as the leiv of a person is to another person, so too his leiv is to him. So too the Torah is to the leiv of the mevakish. The bigger the bikush, the bigger desire for the truth of the Torah, the bigger the Torah reveals itself to him. And that's the truth of all emes. Emes, like we said before, means the bikush, the desire to seek that which is true in life and live according to it. If you don't want to live according to it, it's not emes, it's a checker. That's not considered bikush emes. So when we're learning Torah, the bikush desire of us, or any truth, is to have that desire to understand the truth that there is in the world, because the world is an emanation of God. So therefore, every aspect of the world has that revelation of truth, and to be mevakesh it, and to understand it, in order to keep according to understanding and live according to understanding. That's Bikush Chochmah. Just Torah itself is a revelation of God's will. It's an open revelation. So there, it's easier to find and seek that truth. And also the hashpa of the Torah itself on a person and the revelation of the Torah of a person is much, much greater than if we look in the world, which is ne'elam, which is hidden, and therefore musta, distant, separate from us. And if a person doesn't do this, he's nish'ar, he remains b'choshech. That means even if he has the idea, the knowledge of this chochmah, if he's not mitbonen on the chochmah, he remains in choshech below yidiyah, without an understanding, without a grasp of connecting that chochmah to his reality. That's what yidiyah is. V'holech b'dachi ha'hevel, and he will be going the ways of hevel u'ba'afela, like fog and darkness. V'sof davar, and in the end, yitain din, he'll be punished. V'cheshbon, cheshbon ha'nefesh, there's a grow here. What's the difference between din and cheshbon? Din is for a person who does an avera, chas v'shalom, and this is an avera. Person who does an avera, he'll be punished for the avera he did. Cheshbon, says the grow, is how much, if he hadn't done that time that he wasted doing the avera, he could have done a mitzvah with it. That's a cheshbon. Lifnei melech malchei ha'malachim, in front of the king of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God. Al shelo nishtamesh, he didn't use min ha'chochma, from his wisdom, min ha'koach, and from his potential, asher hitbia, that he has naturally, both in him, lasot ochol. To mistake it means chayel. That means of like Tamil Chomim going from level to level, right? And this is definitely the Yetzahar, the Pitui, the seduction of the Yetzah, the Asitra Achra, and the bad side, right? That's the Yetzahar. Asher Yishtadel, that will try b'chol oz, with all strength, l'hapilo, to make him fall, b'zeh, in this, not to think and mitbonen on what he knows, ubaba, and that which comes. Ki kva yada, he already should know, im nafal bazeh ma'at, if a person begins to fall in this, a little bit. And this is laziness. This is a person that has a natural laziness. This is Yetzirah, a natural inertia not to think deeply about things, not to think deeply about his life. He naturally wants to go away from that which is difficult, that which requires introspection. That's normal for a person. What does this inertia mean? Doesn't mean that a person doesn't have a desire to learn interesting things. You see many people in the world, big, very wise people, who spend days and hours understanding the world and everything. So you see, even truthfully, they have philosophies, they have everything, they have whatever they have in the world. They'll delve deeply and they'll understand the world very, very, you have all the wisdoms there in the world, right? Chokhmah begoyim ta'amim, there's chokhmah. And they'll spend their time learning and delving the chokhmah, and they'll even be toreach in it. So what's the inertia there? You see, there's no inertia, no. The inertia is not in the learning. The inertia is not in the understanding. The inertia is in the bikush of emes, and emes means the bikush of that learning changing you and living according to it. That's Torah. Chochmah, you can have. Chochmah, there's no inertia to learn chochmah, you're going to keep it. Yetzirah is not going to work on you not to keep chochmah, not to learn things, but if you don't keep them. When you learn emes and you bring that emes into your life, there's inertia. There's the Yetzirah. There's the impediment. That's choshech. That's a worse choshech. Because when a person knows something and still doesn't live by it, he put himself in a bigger darkness than anything else. Because even it's not the lack of knowledge which puts him in the darkness. Even with the knowledge he's in the darkness, that's much worse. He's the one tying himself. He's the one who put himself in his own Beit HaSurim, his own prison. V'nish'alo, and it remains to him, lashuv litkomem, and to upright, be uprise, you know, become, stand up. Ki yediyat ha'emet, right? Because the knowledge of truth, mechazeket, strengthens ha'neshama, his neshama. That means, what do you mean mechazeket neshama? U'marcheket mimena ha'yetzah vaday, and separates from him his yetzah. His neshama permeates his goof, and the Yetzirah, which is a spiritual garment of that neshama within him, right, is nullified somewhat. The more the neshama permeates it and nullifies it, ve'ein davar machlish haneshama, and there's nothing which weakens a person's neshama soul lifnei hayetz, in front of the Yetzirah, kechisron hayediyah, like the lack of knowledge. And yediyah here means knowledge of connection. That's why it's called das, yediyah. Yediyah means knowledge in which you bring and act upon. That's what emes is. You bring and you act upon. You know it and you act upon. Not knowledge, theoretical knowledge. Vim haita yediyah rechava. And if his yediyah was wide, he was widely knowledgeable. Va'omedet alev bnei adam. And it was available, and it would stand on the hearts of a person. It would be something that a person would be living with. That's because a person lives at the place of his lev. He doesn't live at the place of his sechel, he lives at the place of his lev, where his feelings are, where his heart is. That's where a person lives. So knowledge has to be on his lev. That's why he said, like this week's parasha, we say, chacham lev. The person's wisdom permeates his lev. That's a chacham in the Torah. That's a real chacham. That he lives with his feelings according to that chokhmah. His chokhmah is that which directs his feelings, not his feelings is that which directs his chokhmah. Lo hayu chotim le'olam. If a person lived with that, he wouldn't do averus chas v'shalom, right? Ach lo hayu afilu hayetzer karov aleihem. Even the yetzer wouldn't be close to them. V'sholet aleihem, if his chokhmah permeated and sat on his lev. Like he doesn't have any dominion on the angels, right? That's what it means. We said this before. That's what it means when a person's chachman bina, when his, you know, is under his knowledge, his like building blocks and his understanding of that knowledge permeates down to his lev and he lives according to it. When a person does that, then his yetzer is not sholet. And that's what, you know, Beloshin, you know, the Rambam, the person lives with his rational, he lives as a rational, you know, the halachic man, going through a salvation, whatever you want. So when a person lives like that, but his lave is directed through his understanding of the world, then he doesn't do any others. Uliyot, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu God Ratzah Sha'adam Yeh Baal Yetzer, that a person would be a person who has this fight, has a Yetzer, right? Shuchal Yod Menutzach, that he could be defeated, or Notzeach, or defeat the Yetzer, B'shikul Echad, equally, one like balanced way, right? That's what's called free will. L'chein, Sam Bahem HaYedir, placed in man this ability to get this yediyah. And because this is the only way a person can fight his Yetzirah. That's what it means, the Torah tablin the Yetzirah. Torah is the potion of the Yetzirah. This yediyah comes from Torah. Ach segura kegachelet. But this Torah is closed, right? Kegachelet. Like this coal. This coal which has a fire in it. In order to enlighten this coal, what do you have to do? You have to blow it. You have to blow it, like we said before. And then the ash of the Torah enlightens from it, and that's ash of Torah, that's which is burns the Yetzirah, that's which nullifies the Yetzirah. But it only comes from itbonenut, that's what he's going to say. It only comes from litbonen, la fochbo, this chochma. V'shutuchal litpashet k'shahevet, and then it'll able to spread in this coal like flame. V'abachira b'yad adam, and this choice is given to man, it's in his hands. V'chamenu zichron l'brocha, and our wise men spoke. Al-Kain, therefore, Yomru ha-Moshlim, said, those people who are Moshlim, who have dominion, bo cheshbon, come and take cheshbon. Ha-Moshlim, elu ha-Moshlim b'yetzra, these are people who have dominion over the Yetzra, over the Yetzahara. Bo cheshbon, come and do cheshbon, come and do bo v'nachshov, come and think, cheshbono shel olam, what you're supposed to think about in the world, i.e. mitbonen, think about the world, think deeply about the world, come to an understanding, ki mish einu mosho b'yetzro, someone who doesn't have dominion on his yetzahara, lo yasim atzmo lezeh l'olam, he wouldn't pay attention to understanding this world. Acha moshni b'yetzro, those who have dominion of the yetzahara, hem yasu et adavah zeh, they will do this, not this. And they will bow cheshbon, they will think and delve and understand the world. V'yiramduhu lachem, they'll go and teach it to other people. La'sotato, to do it as well. Because by them teaching, teaching is not only when you teach something, you should understand. Teaching is not only that you're giving across your knowledge. It's not teaching. Teaching is you are expressing who you are. And the more you express who you are, the more that aspect of what you express becomes you. Just as like with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah? He came to complete himself in this world. Kiviyachol, right? That's it. Lishtalem b'shmotav, to complete his names. You can't be a Baal Chesed, you can't be a person who has Chesed if you just have the tchuna, the nature to do good. That nature is not sufficient, it's only potency. When that potency gets expressed, then you become a Baal Chesed. So too, when a person has a knowledge, so long, if that knowledge he brings out in his life, that's one thing. But if he brings out his knowledge through teaching as well, that then it becomes an expression of that knowledge. If that knowledge becomes solidified, becomes more part of him. Teaching is not only teaching. Teaching is a form. It says, you learn to teach and to do. Teaching is part of doing. It's the first aspect of doing. When you teach, it's a beginning of expressing of that knowledge that you know, and it's a beginning of doing. And then the doing, ultimately, is the highest level of knowledge. You can't teach unless you're doing what you teach. Then your teaching is not a teaching. It's not a theoretical teaching. It has to be a teaching of who you are and who you want to be. Even if you haven't got to that stage, right? I mean, you can teach things which are much higher than you. But so long as you're on the pathway of reaching that stage. So teaching is putting you on that pathway. You understand? Teaching is not like people think, oh, you know something, so you teach it. No. Teaching is putting you on the pathway of doing. That's what real teaching is. Hello and behold, Ha'adam, a person, Rov Shnot Yamav, most of his days, Omed Lachshov Cheshbonot Asakav, he's thinking about his business. He's delving in it, thinking about it. Iske Chayesh'ah, the business of his, the moment of his life, these moments, you know, these physical moments. V'lama lo yasim el levavo, this is a kavachomer. Why should he put on his heart, afilu sha'achad, even one moment. Gam lezot, also this. Lachshov machshevet mimeno. To think a thought from it. What's his life about? Mahu, what is he? Lama ba'al olam, what he came to this world for? Omah mevakesh mimeno. Melech malchei melechim kodesh baruch hu. What kodesh baruch hu wants from him? Ma yesof kol inyanav, what will be the end of all his days? Or his actions? Zot hi hatrufa hayoter gdola. This is the trufa, the like answer, or medicine, so to speak. Hayoter gdola, which is the biggest v'chazaka and the strongest, shutuchal lahamtzi neged hayetzah, which you can give against the Yetzer. V'hi kala, and it's a very simple question. These are very simple things for a person to meet one in on of. Upulata gdola, and its actions is very, very big. Upiria rav, and these questions, its fruit are very, very big. She'amod hatam b'chol yom, the person every day, lefachot sha'a, at least for an hour achat, panui, free, misha kol machshavot, from all other thoughts, lachshov, and to think, rak ala inyan hazeh she'amarti, on this thing that I'm saying. V'yivakesh bilvavo, and he will desire in his heart, ma asu rishonim avot olam. What did my predecessors, avot olam, the giants of the world, the fathers of the world, right? Shekach chashach Hashem behem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so desired them. Ma asa Moshe Rabbeinu, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Alav Hashalom. Ma asa David, Mashiach Hashem, what did David do? Mashiach Hashem. V'kol ha'gdolim asher hayu lefaneinu, and all the big people before us. V'yale b'sichlo, and they'll enter his mind. Matov la'adam, what is good for a person to do? You learn from big people. Think about big people. What did they do? What did they live for? What was their lives about? Kol yemei chayav, all their days, lasot ken, and that's what they did. Gam hu, also he should do this, v'tova, it'll be good for him. Az yaturu machshavotav, then his mind will like think and like lotaturu acharei levavchem, his mind will like delve and think. Ledat, to know, be'eze matzav, in what form, hu nimsa, he is at the moment, v'omed lifnei hanirtza, v'omed lifi hanirtza, according to that which he wants. Where is he standing in terms of where he wants to go? B'derech asher darku, and the ways he's going, anshe Hashem eilev, these people, these men of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher me'olam hema, they were always around, right? Im ayin, if I won't be like them, imrav mimenu koach hayetzah, and if it's strong on him, the koach, the strength of the yetzah, v'lo yachol ladin im shetakif mimenu, and he can't think and right in that which is stronger than him, hen lezot chared haya v'tzoveh kechuchi akrish baruch hu Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'tikunav, and this is what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in his tikunav was afraid, and he like shouted kechuch, he shouted with all his might, right? And the tikkun asiri is 10th tikkun v'zeh l'shono, and this is lashon Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, you know, the big kabbalist Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the Ma'ara, remember? V'zeh l'shono voilon oilehem, oy, how do you say oilehem? Oy to them. Lebnei nasha, to people, the kutsha brichu asir imahen begaruta, the Kodesh Baruch Hu ties them in their own goddess, in their own exile. V'yifen ko v'cho, and he looked here and here, v'yar, and he saw. Ki ein ish, there's no person. Ela ish l'darko panu, each person goes in his own way. B'skin Dilehon, in his own businesses, in his own dealings, uba'arachin dilehon, and his own ways. In other words, a person's just, you know, going in his own ways, doing his own things. No one's going and looking for Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're tied up in their own little personal goddess, in their own little personal lives, their own little personal problems, their own little personal things. They're not looking for something outside of themselves. They're tied up in themselves. They're bound with their own problems. They're bound with their own desires. They're bound like an asir, like a prisoner to their own self. That prison a person has to break. And the way you break from that prison is through itbonanut, through thinking and desiring and thinking about, with the knowledge, a person has enough knowledge in of himself to think deeply in it and to break from that prison that he put himself in, the prison of this goddess. Right? Klal advarim. There's a rule of these things. Hadam she'enu choshev al zeh, person doesn't think of this. Kashe lo ma'od ma'od. It's very, very difficult. Lagi ala shlemus, to reach shlemus. He'll still be caught up in himself. He'll still be caught up. He won't reach shlemus. He won't reach this aspect of being a complete human being. He'll always have these issues. He'll always have these problems. Because he's not delving and thinking about his life in a way that he wants to change, in a way that this bikush of MS will affect him and change him. V'hadam ha'choshev al zeh, but a person who does think this, karov elea me'od. The truth in the world is very close to him. This is the Pasuk in Chumash, yeah? Lo b'shamayim, it's not at the end of the heavens. Lo b'ever hayam, it's not at the seas. Bilvavcha b'ficha la'asot, it's in your heart and your mouth to do it. Torah, you don't have to learn only in yeshiva. Torah is in the world. If a person's mevakish the emes, if he's looking for the MS, he'll find it wherever he is. But he has to look in order to keep. Not just an academic pursuit. V'achomim ha'holchim. And a person who goes, haloch v'chashov tamid. He's always thinking about his life. Is he doing the right thing? Is he thinking the right way? Is he continuing the right way? Lo yifanu da'atam mizot. They will never remove their das from this. That's what's called being a merkava l'shchina. Merkava l'shchina means that a person's das is always litbonen on every aspect of his life that's happening in front of him now. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu want me to do? What does this mean? What is happening to me? Why this happened to me? The simplest things. He's mitbonen, and he's thinking, and he's delving. V'lachein yatzlichu b'chol ma'aseihem. They will be successful in all their actions. Ach hamamit, a person who does little of this, lo yamit miliyot lo kviut zman, a person who does only a little of this, he shouldn't do less than a fixed time, lufachot, at least, lasim elibo, to place on his heart, im ma'at im harbe, even a little or a lot. In other words, a little bit, at least a little bit of his time, some fixed time a person should have in a day to think about his life. Ki az yatzliach et darkav, then a person will be matzliach in his ways, va'az yaskil, and then he will come to an understanding. Yeah? Va'acha shiyedata ze, and after you know this, hiyot hamasa ze alecha, this load is upon you, litbonen, to think, ulaskil, and to come to an understanding of this. Ata askilcha, I will now give you an understanding, v'orecha, and enlighten you, mahadvarim, what are the things, asha'aleim, upon which, ta'amod, you should stand, litbonen, to think about, and delve deeply into them. And now he's going to tell us.